Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. My name is Leela Singh. I'm an executive career and personal brand coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are looking to overcome their limitations so that they can uncover their real potential and create new possibilities, all whilst showing up as the best version of themselves. This is what I call life leadership. And so what's the topic of today? It is done is better than perfect. And why is this a pertinent topic for today? Because it's something that came up in a conversation just this morning with a client of mine. And it's also something that I'm guilty of in the past, even today, when making decisions. Sometimes it's holding back, waiting before taking action because I feel that I'm not ready, I'm not good enough. What will people say? And here's the thing with this, it is so easy to put things off. It is so easy to be waiting for the right time and waiting to be ready, waiting to be good enough. But what are we really waiting for? My question to you is, if this is you, if this is something that you find yourself doing, stop and ask yourself the following questions. When will be the right time? When will you know that you're ready? And how will you know that you are good enough? What is the measure of any of those questions? Let me ask you them again. When will be the right time? When will you know that you're ready? And how will you know that you are good enough? Because those are the reasons that often hold us back from taking action, from stepping up, from doing what we really want to do. Because we feel we need to be perfect. We're all about perfectionism, but yet perfectionism doesn't exist, but because everything is about the perception of either yourself or other people. You might have a view of something that you think that is perfect, but somebody else might look and think, well, no, it's not. That's not perfect to me. It might be perfect to you. So here's the thing. It's all an opinion. It's all a perception of different people as to what perfectionism is. So it doesn't really exist. It's perfectionism in your own eyes. And therefore the question becomes, well, when are you actually good enough or ready? When is the right time? Because it's very difficult to measure that perfectionism, right? So there's no right or wrong is ultimately what I'm saying. And therefore, what you want to be doing is taking action rather than trying to wait for the perfect timing or to feel that you're now perfect, you're in the right place, you're good enough. So what is the measure for you? When there's something that you want to do, and it might be right now, there's something that you're thinking about that you know you want to do, but maybe you're holding yourself back because you're feeling that it isn't the right time, or you're not ready, or you're not good enough just yet. So what is the measure that you are using for that one thing that is holding you back? What is it that you are putting off? What is it that you're procrastinating over? And worse yet, what is the judgment that you're fearful of? So other people's opinions, you know, maybe that they'll criticize you, they'll put you down, they'll challenge you, they'll laugh at you, so many things. And here's the thing, everyone has an opinion. You're not going to please everyone, you're not going to impress everyone, you're not going to satisfy everyone. So the best thing to do is to get out there and do your best. Do what you do at your best and then learn from it, because taking action is moving towards success. It's moving you forward. It's progression. And really importantly, it's about learning. It's the lessons that you gain from it. So questions that you can ask yourself are, okay, I've done this thing. Maybe it's about delivering a presentation, perhaps, or going live on LinkedIn or Facebook. It might be changing job, and you still feel like I'm not good enough. It's not the right time. I'm not ready. What is it that you're holding yourself back from for these very reasons, that you're waiting for perfection, whether it's for you to be perfect or for perfect timing? And then think about this, if you were to take the action anyway and learn from what occurred. So ask yourself the question, okay, what went well? And possibly you might even surprise yourself and things went so much better than you could have possibly imagined, that it was the right time, it turned out, looking back, or that you were good enough or you were ready. So ask yourself what went well and what could have been better. And even what could I do differently? Because that's where the lessons come in. Because everything we're doing in our life, we're always learning from, if we're keeping an open mind, to be even better, to learn from our mistakes, or to look at something we've done and think, actually, I know I could have done that even better. So what would I do differently the next time? As long as you get the lessons in what you've done and the learnings from that, then it's all good. Because there will always be people who will look on and who will criticize or maybe put you down or question you or laugh at you or whatever. But hey, that is life. And actually, you want to invest your energy in the people who you respect, who you look up to, who you know have your interests at heart. And remember that there is no such thing as failure. It is all about the learning that comes from not winning. Having the courage to step up, to take that action, and to do what it is you want to do. Having the courage to do that, because then you can look back and say, I did it. And that's so powerful. It's powerful for you in terms of your own confidence, your self-esteem, your belief in yourself, and also the way that you're perceived. So if you move this into a workplace situation, people will admire you. They will look up to you for the courage, the confidence that you had, the certainty that you had to take that action. It gets you the results. So no matter what, you will have the results of what you did. As I said about perception, there's perception. You'll get people who will admire, who will look up to you, respect you for it. Of course, there will be people that criticize. But just remember, a lot of those criticisms and put me downs are coming from people's own insecurities. It's never about you, it's never personal. That's the important thing to remember. And ultimately, you made that progress. So whether it was a talk and you got your message out there, or you built up your presence, people got to know who you are. Maybe you applied for that job thinking that you weren't quite ready, and they saw your potential and believe that you have the attitude and the ability to come in and grow and to learn into the job, that it's okay that a piece of the experience was missing. There's someone who believes in you. So you get to progress, you get to move forward, you get results. So here's my message for today. It's done is better than perfect, because you don't want to be putting things off and waiting for the right time and to be ready and to be good enough, because life is too short. And oftentimes, with that attitude, with that mentality, it means you often can miss out on incredible opportunities, because you create these stories for yourself that hold you back, then you don't grab on those opportunities, and then you miss out. So that's why I'd really invite you to do, is to really check in with yourself on areas of your life, particularly in your career, your professional life, and ask yourself, where am I holding myself back? Where am I procrastinating? Where am I waiting? Where am I waiting for the right time to ask for a pay rise? Where am I waiting to be ready to put myself forward for a promotion? Where am I waiting to be good enough to then apply externally for that role? What is it that you're waiting for? And what is it that's going to help you to realize when is the right time to actually take that action? What is your measure? And a couple of examples I'd like to share with you. Number one is my TEDx talk. And part of the reason for doing this live today is because it marks 3 years since I delivered my TEDx talk. And here's the thing, I was this close to not doing it. That actually it was the people around me that encouraged me and pushed me to just go do it, to do it rather than waiting to be perfect, that has me be able to sit here today and be able to say that I'm a TEDx speaker. So why is that relevant? It's relevant because I applied to through the process to become a TEDx speaker, and we had to submit videos of us speaking on the topic that we wanted to talk about in our actual presentation. And all of this was reviewed, and some people got through, some people didn't. So then I received an email to say that you have succeeded in the process and that you're going to be one of the speakers at the TEDx event. And it was 5 weeks away. And at that time, I had two trips abroad, and I was delivering like training, I was coaching clients, I had a lot on, and I actually, mainly because of the travel, didn't really have, even 2 days to myself to just sit down and get my head around it and really plan it out well. So for me, I was like, oh my God, now I've been accepted to do the TEDx. It's like, not sure I'm going to be ready or good enough. I haven't got enough time to prepare. It's not the right time. In fact, those are all of my reasons, brackets, excuses for not doing it. So what I then did was I replied and I said, actually, do you know what? Upon consideration, I really appreciate the opportunity. However, not the right time, not ready. I haven't got time to prepare so that I'm good enough. I have a lot going on, so I think I'll decline and give the opportunity to somebody else. Fortunately, my partner and my friend who was involved in organizing the event discouraged that and told me to retract that email and go back and say thank you, which ultimately I did. And I am glad that I did because looking back, the opportunity was there and I took it. And I can now proudly say that I became a TEDx speaker. However, I look back at my talk and I know that it could have been so much better. I know I could have done it better. There's always that, there's that inner critique that we have about ourselves and what we do and what we put out there, thinking, yeah. I know that could be better or could be different in this way. But here's the thing, it's out there. People are getting value from it. People are getting inspired by it. So ultimately, the purpose of it, which was to inspire others, to share a message, a different point of view, to enable others to be able to think about their situations and help them to move forward, it's doing all of that. And if I'd waited, I may well have been sat here till today, waiting for that perfection to be able to go be a TEDx speaker. So looking back, joining the dots, I recognize that the best thing I did was to just do it and to take the action, do it the best I could at that point in time. And if I want to apply again, I want to improve and do something differently or better, I can do that. I now have the choice. And that's a great place to be. But other examples I can share with you here are also if you're thinking about a job change or a career change, what is it that needs to be perfect before you raise your head above the parapet, before you take that first step? And I can share again with you examples of where I have taken those steps, taken risks. Without being ready, without perfect timing, I embarked on my career as an accountant. So I spent a number of years in finance roles and then decided that I wanted to shift a gear and go into recruitment. And that was a huge risk. I was taking a 50% pay cut. I was going into a role that I'd never done before. I had no experience of sales. And all that comes with being a successful financial recruitment consultant. So there was a lot going on. The timing was completely imperfect because as I'd had my notice in, my mum then got diagnosed with cancer and overnight became paralyzed. So there was a big shift at home in terms of my mum's situation, the trauma of it all, the impact on all of us as a family. So the easiest thing for me to do at that point would have been to say, actually, do you know what? There's a lot of change going on right now. I think I'll stick with what I know, stay in my accountancy job. And by the way, I had the option. My manager at the time was quite open about the fact that if I change my mind, welcome to come back, because he believed I was making a mistake. And that's all okay. But nothing was perfect. And I still went ahead and I pursued what I wanted to do. I was successful in it. I was the highest bidder in my first year, and that was amongst a team of seasoned professionals, so people who had a lot of experience. And I've shared this story before, and a big part of that is actually by taking those risks, stepping outside of your comfort zone, you really get to realize what you're capable of your real potential. And that's what people miss out on because they're too scared. They're in fear of taking those steps, those risks, when it doesn't feel like it's the right time or you're not ready. But the payoffs, the rewards can be exponential if you're willing to take the action. I then accepted a role within a tech company, formerly known as Electronic Data Systems, an IT outsourcing company. And again, the role was in corporate finance. It was sat within the treasury function. I didn't have experience there. I didn't know anything about it. I could have said, no, I'm not ready for that. I don't really know much about it. I need to go and learn or do a course or something or get some experience somewhere else before I take on a role like that. But I figured done is better than perfect. I'd take action, I'd go figure it out on the job. And that's what I had to do. And that was all good. It worked out well. The point is, if I hadn't done that, I would have missed out on perhaps the most enjoyable part of my career, which were the years that I spent at EDS. So think about the opportunity cost to you and to others when you hold yourself back, when you put things off because you're waiting for the right time to be ready and to be good enough. What is the opportunity cost? What are you missing out on? What are the potential longer term implications of making that decision? Another example of where I could have waited is from leaving my employment at Hewlett Packard Enterprise to then embark on this journey as a full-time coach, running my own coaching practice and business. Being a business owner. And again, I remember having conversations at work about when are you going to leave, when's the right time. And I never had a right time. And it was more of a feeling, actually, of like, okay, you know what? I have to jump ship. The ducks aren't all going to be lined up in a row because it was impossible to have that situation when I had a very demanding full-time job. I couldn't have put the time and energy into it to the extent that I could line all up my ducks up. And as some people said to me, oh, are you going to wait till you're earning the same money that you're earning in your job before you leave? I'm like, well, that's not going to happen. I have to take a risk. I have to compromise a little bit initially in leaving that job, walking away from a salary to then building up a business. But do I regret it? Absolutely no. Has it been difficult? Totally yes. Has it been challenging? And still is, of course. But it's fun. It's given me the freedom that I wanted. I'm doing something that I love. Would I be here if I had waited for the right time or to be ready or to feel that I'm good enough to do it? No, I would not. So those are just a few examples in my own life of areas where I have had the opportunity to wait for the right time, to feel that I'm ready. Or to be good enough. But I didn't. Because how do you even measure that? How long is a piece of string? It's impossible. That's only my opinion or my view. Whereas other people believed in me, other people trusted that I could learn, I had the right attitude, I was capable, whether that was in my TEDx or the roles that I gave you examples of. And here's the thing, people want to see you succeed. They want to see you rise and to advance. Most people, the majority of people do. And when things don't work out, because not everything will, it's what you take from those situations, those learnings, the lessons of what did go well, and celebrate what went well, but also learn what you could do better or what you could do differently the next time. But my invitation to you is, as we're rapidly heading towards the end of the year and into a new year, is to take on that courage to stop waiting, for perfection, and instead take the action that you need to take to get you to where you want to be, whatever that might look like. Because you'll be getting results, you'll be learning lessons along the way, and you'll be moving forward. I hope you've gained some insights or something to think about over the Christmas season about what you're going to be doing next year. Think about what you've been waiting for and still not taken action on over the last year, and what you are going to do differently in 2023. And let me know, share in the comments and let me know. And until next time, thank you for joining me. Remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.